For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. As the toll from the addiction crisis rises, some 60 government bodies around the Ohio Valley are suing companies that make or distribute opioid painkillers. It's a trend that recalls the legal strategy that led to the landmark tobacco industry settlement. Aaron Payne of the Ohio Valley Resource reports on the search for a legal remedy to the epidemic.
Please join me in giving them one more round of applause.
When healthcare and law enforcement officials met recently to share ideas about the opioid crisis, Kentucky's Attorney General Andy Beshear listed some groups that benefited from money in a 2015 settlement with Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin.
We had Freedom House in Louisville and Independence House in Corbin. We had the Chrysalis House here in Lexington, Hope in the Mountains that was going to have to shut down in Prestonsburg.
Then Beshear doubled down on a commitment to sue other opioid manufacturers and distributors. He claims they owe the people affected by the addiction crisis.
I'm not looking for punishment. I'm looking for responsibility. And if those companies won't take responsibility, then I'm going to see them in court.
Beshear joins a trend of state, county, and municipal governments across the country filing myriad lawsuits in the past year against opioid manufacturers, distributors, pharmacies, and doctors they say should take partial responsibility for the addiction crisis. The approximately 60 plaintiffs in the Ohio Valley range from the state of Ohio, population 11 million, to the town of Kermit, West Virginia, population 371. These officials say the money earned in court could cover what's been spent on damage done and help improve treatment options. But some question if the courts offer the best fix for the addiction crisis. University of Kentucky law professor Richard Osnes, who researches product liability litigation, says the end goal may not require a successful ruling.
I'm not sure they expect to win or want to win. I think what they want to do is settle.
He draws a parallel to when the tobacco industry leaders agreed to pay $206 billion in 1998 after nearly every state sued to recover Medicaid dollars spent on tobacco-related disease.
The tobacco companies sort of threw in the towel and finally said, we're getting killed here a little bit at a time.
But that comparison raises another thorny question. Will the money from lawsuits really help those in need? While smoking rates have dropped since the 90s, critics of the tobacco settlement say much of the money promised to smoking prevention and education programs went instead into the state's general budgets. So far, the opioid suits show mixed results in the region. The Chrysalis House in Lexington is using some of the Purdue Pharma settlement money to help pregnant women struggling with addiction.
Providing necessary treatment and wraparound services to the women and children that we serve.
That's Executive Director Lisa Minton. The $350,000 awarded to the Residential Recovery Program for women will go toward hiring additional staff and educational parenting programs to these new mothers that come to one of their three facilities. Minton says it takes some of the pressure off finding enough funding to keep up with the increase in demand for services.
Funding is always precarious.
Kentucky's Office of Drug Control Policy Executive Director Van Ingram cautions that even big money settlements take time to show effects on the ground. The state's suit against Purdue, for example, was filed in 2007. A settlement came in 2015, and organizations are just now receiving the money.
It'll be a decade before anything results out of these lawsuits, in my opinion. There are quick settlements, but I just don't see that happening. So I don't think it's going to have any immediate impact.
The lawsuits in the Ohio Valley remain in the early stages, meaning it's still far too early to tell how they will end, and even harder to tell if the result will have any impact on the opioid crisis. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.